Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here toll-free. Bring up whatever happens to be on your mind tonight. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you like over at freetalklive.com. You can create the content there on the front page of the website. You submit stuff to the site via our Reddit-based system, and other listeners can vote whether they like or dislike what you've suggested. And you can vote on things there as well, so go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. There's a lot still in the news about Baltimore and related protests now. New York City experiencing a crackdown on a solidarity protest there, and also there's a video that we can't play it on the air, but there's a guy who just gets snatched up off the streets during curfew.
Disappearing, yeah.
Yeah, really scary kind of video. There's like this armored personnel carrier, not quite a Bearcat, a little shorter than a Bearcat, like a Humvee, I guess.
Okay.
That it just rolls up and, you know,
15 cops just come out of the crowd and just surround this guy.
And the Humvee doesn't even really stop moving, and then it just pulls on by and he's gone.
Yeah.
They just shove him in this thing and they take him away.
The kind of things I heard about happening in, you know,
in Russia or whatever,
East Germany when I was, well, Russia wasn't a country then, Soviet Union,
right?
East Germany when I was a kid, you know, my mother would tell me about these things. You know, in this country you have rights.
You've got rights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot going on, but Mark, you actually had a Facebook post, a question of some sort that was sent to you. You wanted to share it with us a couple nights ago. We never got to it, so I wanted to make sure that didn't get sidelined for too long, because with all the Baltimore news, it'll be easy to you know, distract ourselves with that.
Yeah, it's a message through Facebook, not like a post on our Facebook page. And I just want to, you know, we don't address sort of the simple questions that much here on Free Talk Live. And if you write a message, the chances of you getting on the air aren't very good.
No, you should call in.
Yeah, but
toll free, 855-450-FREE.
Right, we open up the phone lines 7 days a week, 3 hours a day, for people to ask whatever questions they want or to talk about whatever they want. And so if you've got questions about liberty that we're not answering properly, or you have some kind of reservation, because people are always calling us and saying, I agree with you guys 90% of the time or most of the time or whatever. Well, call in about those things you don't agree with, because I would love to see things newly.
Well, there's a conspiracy theory out there, Mark. I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's some folks over in a local hate group called Stop Free Keen. There was a post recently, and I don't generally look at this group, but someone reposted it to another group that I do spend time in, where apparently they were planning on calling Free Talk Live one night. And they claimed that, no one actually claimed to have called, but there was wild speculation in the group that we were screening out their calls. They were calling, but we were screening their calls out. And
I'm going to go on the record. Not one of them called.
Yeah, no one called, because we don't screen out calls on Free Talk
Live. You guys
Live.
Just don't get it. You don't get it. This group, when they said that, that was actually the hidden message that all their members understood, but you guys didn't get. And what they understood, because these are some high-level activists, they all understood when he said that post in there, it was really bait for you, Ian. I mean, really what they were doing is they were planning a nationwide silent protest. That's what they do. They come out and they show up to a place, and in this case, they were showing up to your radio show. You just didn't know they were there.
Right,
but they showed
so
up to your radio in mass, all of them, all 1,200 and some odd or whatever, however many there are, really in that group. There are really 1,200 people in that group. And they all showed up in silent protest to your radio show, all 1,200 of them, and you didn't even know.
Very subtle.
They got you. They got you good with their national-level silent protest. And you just, it went right over your head.
Maybe that's why we didn't take any phone calls, because they were all occupying the phone line silently or something.
Some people believe that that's a good form of protest, that, you know, not saying...
Well, they really
anything.
Got their message out there.
Yeah, not saying something is an effective form of protest. I, however, believe that when there are bad ideas out there, that you should give good ideas in place of them, and that's
right. If you have them, I mean, if you have good ideas, you should talk about those ideas so you can propagate them, so people can come to understand them, so they can embrace them, so they can overcome their objections. But the people in this particular hate group don't have any good ideas because they aren't willing to talk.
Well, they haven't mentioned any of them in like 2 years that they've been around. So yeah, I mean, ultimately. Good speech is going to trump bad speech, and I'm looking for new ideas all the time. I believe I truly am an open-minded individual. I know everybody says that, and most of them aren't, but I really believe that. My ideas have changed throughout the years.
They have. I've witnessed that happen.
I'm looking for new ideas. Please.
I have a friend who, an activist in this area, who describes the ideas of Stop Rakeen and their activism. He has a very good term for how he describes their ideas. I mean, it's very easy to encapsulate, and this is every time he hears Stop Rakeen, he goes, blah, blah! That's their
ideas. That's way too loud, though. They don't actually speak at all.
Sometimes. They post it online, and it basically all it boils down to is, blah, blah!
Well, they apparently one of their they do have tactics, though. I mean, even if they don't have ideas, you could extract some semblance of an idea from some of their tactics. So, for instance, there's a problem with people stealing peace flags off of the LRN.FM studio porch.
I don't think that has anything to do with stuff for kids. I think this is a college hazing frat thing.
Well, it's
maybe.
Hard to really say.
No, you're not getting any communication out of the thieves.
But, you could extrapolate from that they are against peace.
Sure.
If they're stealing peace flags. Anyway, so Mark, what was the context, or the content, rather, of the message you were sent?
Yeah, so this is a Facebook message, and it's from a guy named Tyler. And he says, so on Facebook, I've been seeing a lot of people I know jumping on this opportunity to become travel agents through some agency called Xtreamer.
This sounds like, without even knowing anything, this sounds like a terrible idea. Who needs travel agents anymore? I mean, aren't travel agencies basically dying off like phone books?
I do think that they have some specialty still in cruises and resort packages, but other than that, essentially they market cruise and resort packages.
Right. I mean, they're hanging on by a thread, it seems like.
There was a time when you're like, I've got to go to Baltimore this weekend. I will call my travel agent, and they will find me the best deal. And
this was the time before
here's the mistake.
Websites.
Here's the mistake that travel agents made. You don't need a license to be a travel agent. See, if it were like real estate agent,
they should have gotten
a
license.
They would still be fine. They would be doing all right. You'd need licenses. You'd need to have a real estate agent in some states. You'd have to have a real estate agent to do a real estate transaction because it would be the law, and you could get fined if you did any kind of
which
real
would
estate
mean they could have gone.
Real estate
which agent. Would mean they could have brought some sort of lawsuit against the various different companies that offer tickets for cheap online, cheap air.
Travel agents just don't have enough, guns and deals with the government to, threaten people if you do business outside of their industry.
Right, to keep their old business model rolling for years beyond when they should.
I mean, travel agents, this is just the slow example of what's going to happen to other agents, like things that are being disintermediated. And what that means is that the internet is basically disrupting that industry. So travel agents going away because websites are making it so that people can book their own travel very easily online. And guess what?
Right.
Selling houses doesn't really require someone to come in and do it for you. You might require an inspector, but you don't really need someone to sell your house for you as much as you could, in the past. Now you can.
Yeah, but there's still some paperwork involved, and don't know your way around all that.
And you might still need a lawyer. You might still need somebody. But it's one of those industries that probably is in some danger from the internet, and is more so in the future, especially if government got out of the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, real estate. That's a good. It would be an interesting question to have, like Mark Warden, the Porcupine Realtor, or Porcupine Real Estate Agent. Answer.
I don't know if you know this, but I had a real estate license.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
And what happened to it?
It was in the state of Connecticut.
Ah,
probably.
You didn't re-up.
In New Hampshire, I'd have to start over.
Right.
So I got my real estate license, and then within like months moved out of the state of Connecticut. So it was just sort of like one of these things where it's like, I'm not going to use it. Bye.
Real estate agents have to be, like, they're really stuck in one place. You build your business by getting sort of name recognition in a given geographic area. And there's not really much moving around. Any real estate agent that decides to move essentially has to rebuild from the ground up.
I mean, I basically got my license and decided I'm not going to do this. I also signed up with a realtor who was kind of a scumbag and didn't want to be under that realtor. And I was just like, and I got a better job. And I'm just like, I don't need this. I did all this. It was a lot of work, but I don't need it. I've got the money, and I don't need to worry about this.
All right, so more about whatever this question is about. Something about travel agencies?
Yes. Okay. Well, it's not a question yet. I mean, at this point, he's a place that you guys haven't shut up long enough. Yes.
Now Mark knows how I feel different from most of my stories.
855, 453. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day, and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen. You can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing. She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old. The last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
I thought, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about Dinovite. Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps it every last single crumb.
These ingredients are natural. The flax in the yeast cultures in the grains.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We're on our third order now. We just want everybody to know about Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us at 855-450-FREE and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the latest on the Baltimore madness that continues to go on over there. We'll tell you the latest on that. Our toll-free number again, 855-453. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. So feel free to join us in whatever way works best for you. Also, I want to tell you about expresscoin.com. It's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency of choice. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, they're available right now over at ExpressCoin.com. You can get them via money order or check. Start off at ExpressCoin.com, grab their app for your smartphone, but you can also not get the app and just use the website. Whatever works best for you. ExpressCoin, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can get your cryptocurrencies over there, and you'll probably get the best deal at ExpressCoin. That's been my experience, at least, especially if you use coupon code FTL. Then there's no fee whatsoever on up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. So go use code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. Again, that's ExpressCoin.com. They're a licensed money services business, and it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive to get your Bitcoin there. Need a big order? They can handle that, too. ExpressCoin.com, code FTL. So, Mark, you've been were you going to share with us? We were sort of prefacing it with some other discussion about travel agencies, and you know, I'm curious, who really still uses those things? Is it just elderly people? I wonder if you were to talk to a travel agent, an honest travel agent, and ask them about their clientele, would they be over the age of 65 on average? You know, somebody who perhaps has not familiarized themselves that much with the internet. I realize I'm being very general here, and yes, there are plenty of elderly people who are very good online and they spend a lot of time there. I'm not trying to indict a group of people here, but certainly it is true that elderly folks are less likely to be affiliated with online things. And so I'm just curious, is that how the travel agencies are hanging on? Because I know, you know, I'm in my mid 30s, and I've never once used a travel agency. Mark, you've got a decade on me just about. Have you ever used a travel agency to book travel?
I have had travel booked for me through a travel agency.
Who did that?
My mother.
Okay, but you yourself?
Have never used a travel agency, no.
Got it.
We have done business. Free Talk Live has done business with a travel agency that specialized in cruises.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes if you're
going to... So that cruise that you went on with Stefan Molyneux?
That's right. So oftentimes if you're going to do... cruising, you can find a better deal through travel agencies just by sort of hunting it down. They don't have, for whatever reason, it's not as easy to find the cruise deals as it is to find airline deals. Maybe cruise companies want it that way, right?
I might check if I were going to do lots of, like, long international travel or something like that, or if I were going to go traveling around Europe or something, maybe I'd, because I don't know the sites and the laws and whatever, and travel. Like here, it's like, okay, if I'm going to travel in the United States, I know that I will use something like Travelocity or Kayak or,
Cheap Air.
Cheap Air or
they take Bitcoin,
Priceline or, you know, all those different companies that are like advertised all the time for finding deals in Europe.
I got a good response here from Campbell's Poop on Twitter to my question. My question was, who uses travel agents these days? And they responded with ayahuasca tourists, which I've definitely seen that online, ayahuasca being a DMT-based substance that you ingest and you it's essentially made into a tea, and then you trip for a good portion of a day.
This is drug tourism.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there are places that will set you up with ayahuasca tourism. So you can share your thoughts on that. But Mark, let's jump into
Colombia and get some Bornandunga.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds awful.
Let's get into the question here.
Yeah, so I'm going to start off with that previous sentence that we never really got to. Tyler says, so on Facebook, I've been seeing a lot of people I know jumping on this opportunity to become travel agents through some agency called Xtreme and Paycation. If I know nothing about these companies. I am not endorsing or saying anything about these companies, and I know nothing about them. If you try to talk to these individuals about it, they'll defend what they're doing furiously, even though when looking at it from the outside, it appears to be a pyramid scheme.
I was going to say, it sounds like a scam just from the name of the place.
Yeah, well, I mean,
paycation.
A lot of people use a lot of people use the term pyramid scheme to describe something that's called network marketing. Network marketing is a viable business plan, as you know, it's considered legal, and a pyramid scheme is a scam that is illegal. Now, I get how there are some similarities between these things and why people use these terminologies. I just want to make sure that we're clear that a pyramid scheme is not, as I understand it, not necessarily refer to the illegal activity called a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, some network marketing companies are very, very cautious to legally avoid being considered a pyramid scheme, but sort of skirt that definition as much as they possibly can.
Yeah, I have no idea. Now, you have some experience having really done network marketing. I've never gotten into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did that go for you?
Very poorly.
How much did you sell?
Not much at all. I spent mostly, I think I spent around $6,000 at the end of all when all was said and done.
So you bought a lot of stuff and sold nothing?
That's usually how it works with network marketing. They want you to be on the product or to have the product, whatever it is that the product happens to be. Of course, Amway is one of the more well-known names, but there are a zillion of these companies out there selling everything from, you know, candles to pills to magnetic mattresses.
Yes, in your case, magnetic mattresses. So yeah. Anyway,
I was 19 at the time.
Yeah, well, I think you can learn a lot from them.
It was a learning experience, but I think I could have probably gotten a better sales training if I spent $6,000 on sales training rather than product.
Agreed.
I did get a lot of their tapes, though.
Wouldn't have had a then you wouldn't have had a magnetic mattress.
That's true.
Going on, he says, my question is, what do you make of this opportunity scheme? I have no idea. Depending on how you look at it. And ultimately, should the government make these pyramid schemes illegal to protect those of us who are not lawyers and can't always see through the BS? Or are we left alone to decide who is selling snake oil or not?
Well, the latter. I mean, you know, the government shouldn't make these things illegal. Buyer beware. In this case, the buyer would be you buying this opportunity. They're selling this, they're pitching this idea to you that you will become a diamond distributor and you'll make millions of dollars and you'll get boats and houses and cars. And
they will absolutely do that sort of thing. Conventions. Well, they do that.
If it sounds too good to be true.
In a free society, what you would have is, and unfortunately, this is what we have now, is like, who do I turn to find out whether or not I should trust this organization? I'm going to turn to the United States government to find out for me. I'm going to trust them. Well, see, in a private society, you wouldn't have an agency of force to have to turn to. What you'd turn to is more like a consumer reporting agency to find out whether or not you should trust certain travel agents or whatnot. You'd have ratings bureaus. And not enough people even turn to the Better Business Bureau, but like there would be private organizations that would be much more, I think, fleshed out than they are now. And
Consumer Reports is huge, and people turn to it all the time. But I would agree with you that in a free market, people would have to turn to these sort of agencies, rating agencies, far more often. I mean, right now, there are all kinds of legal scams, and people fall for them because they think the government's protecting them from scams.
I want to find out how you guys address the moonbat concern, which is essentially like, we have rating agencies. Companies will just buy them off. Their rating agencies will be useless in a libertarian society. Everybody
That's
will
ridiculous.
Be screwed because they'll just buy off the ratings agency.
Let's come back with that here and your experiences with network marketing or pyramid schemes, whatever you want to call it. Free Talk Live.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. Network marketing on the table for discussion tonight. There's somebody who is concerned with a possible scam, or at least something they said sounds kind of scammy to them, and a lot of these network marketing companies certainly have that feel to them. There's a lot that can be said on this topic, and we can continue that discussion, but you can also bring up anything that you would like to discuss. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
I'd like to bring up Sherry's Berries.
Ooh.
Yeah, they are delicious, and it is Mother's Day, and so Sherry's Berries, well, I mean, it's Mother's Day is
coming. A couple
coming.
Weeks out.
Yeah. So it's coming, and it's Mother's Day time to plan for it,
yep.
Because you don't want to be caught flat-footed on Mother's Day. You know, mothers like attention paid to them on Mother's Day. That's absolutely the day to get that done. Gifts are a good idea, and I think Sherry's Berries is an awesome supplement to your gifts, what you can do. What's that?
Sunday, May 10th. It's coming up.
Yeah, that's right. It's the second Sunday in May.
Got it.
Always the second Sunday in May. And what you can do is you just go to berries.com and order them. They're $20 for Sherry's Berries, and you can double it for $10 more. Now, we Sherry's Berries advertises with us every Mother's Day because, well, our listeners deliver. They know that the Sherry's Berries are great. What they are is milk, white, and dark chocolate. They're berries that are dipped in milk, white, and dark chocolate. And the premium berries, they're always sweet. Not like the ones you get in the grocery store where half of them are sour. Sherry's Berries actually tosses out a bunch of berries, and they send them to homeless shelters or whatever where they are. So they reject the bad berries and take the good berries. Not exactly sure how they do it, but they have a system. And it's awesome. They are some of the best things you're ever going to put in your mouth. And I love them. I can't wait till we get ours. I think it's going to be tomorrow or today or something like that. Soon, sometime very soon.
I'm excited.
Berries.com, BERRIES.com. You click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in FTL, and you can get over 40% savings on the retail price. That's $20 for Sherry's Berries, and double it for $10 more. Go to berries.com, and the microphone in the upper right, click FTL.
Love it. I'm a huge fan of Sherry's Berries.
They are awesome.
I'd always heard about them for years on talk radio, and now they're on board with Free Talk Live. And so, please, again, don't forget to put in code FTL when you're at berries.com.
Yeah, if you if you end up using one of those other radio talk show hosts, the status win.
It's true. All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've got Libertarian Banker calling from, he won't say. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight? Hi.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you want to talk about Bitcoins. I wanted back when credit cards first came out and credit card companies wanted consumers to adopt them, what they had to come up with was a way to resolve disputes with the card. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I think Bitcoin is lacking. And if some organization could set an insurance company or whatever it is to handle disputes and refund transactions, that Bitcoin will still be used as a speculative investment rather than a currency. And as I said last time I called, I'm a big fan of Bitcoin, and I want to see it succeed, but that's one area that I think is lacking.
I disagree. Yeah, I disagree. So Home Depot, where I don't know whether they're the ones that just sort of spearheaded this, but it's where I experienced it. When I was younger, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. It was difficult to return a product. When I was 18, 19, in high school or whatever, and you want to return a product, it was hard. You had to go through this sort of process and deal with the manager and get treated like some kind of criminal. But, if I go to Home Depot, I can bring in something that, I didn't use. It doesn't even have to be in its original packaging necessarily. It's like, I bought this. I didn't use it. I'd like to return it. And they just take it back. It's not because of credit cards that Home Depot did that. It's a unique selling proposition.
All right. People pay cash.
Yeah.
And they can still
I guess what I meant, maybe I wasn't clear, is if somebody steals your credit card number, the Visa
will. You can't steal a Bitcoin number. Bitcoin
but,
is.
But somebody could scam you out of it and misadvertise something and, mislead you. And that's, that's the protection that credit cards offer. Your credit cards, the Visa, MasterCard, and the bank.
Yeah. Well, buyer beware. I mean, look, if you've been scammed, that's not the payment processor's fault. And if the credit card companies are offering that service,
Bitcoin,
you have to remember
Bitcoin
that it works the other direction where people will use chargebacks with credit cards to scam merchants as well, right? So you do realize that the reverse happens.
Yeah, but my point was if Bitcoin wants to become a legitimate currency, it needs to have something like that because that's what consumers expect.
Well, if it wants to be a legitimate payment processor, I suppose you could make that claim because it's there's no currency that has guarantees on protections for the consumer there.
Yeah.
Not the Taiwanese bot, not the the drachma or whatever.
If somebody on the street offers me a Rolex watch and and I go ahead and buy it with cash, then that's my fault, and it is not the cash's fault, and the cash does not need.
But
to
now
have
he's talking about. But he's backtracked it, and now he says it's a payment.
Yeah. Legitimate transactions where consumers are using it to buy goods and services, just like they are credit cards nowadays. If credit cards didn't refund things, people would go back to cash, or they'd find some other payment option that would insure their transactions. as they PayPal, things like that.
Libertarian banker, I would say that credit cards have this niche. Credit cards already screw the hell out of retailers in favor of the purchaser all over the place. So what Bitcoin does is it steps into the marketplace, offers a unique selling proposition, which is to say it puts the power of the refund in the hands of the retailer as opposed to the buyer. And, that's something new. You don't want to continue. You're not going to have success by doing the same thing that's been done before. This is something new. So this is, I say, a direction to go. Retailers are going to really love this.
Good niche. I get your point there.
All right. If retailers adopt this, if retailers they adopt this, they benefit because they don't have to pay the percentages that they have to pay to credit card fees. So you can take Bitcoin for next to zero fee, which means
consumers drive payments, not retailers.
It's a good argument.
No doubt about that. And I'm a consumer, and I use Bitcoin whenever I get the opportunity.
Exactly.
I use Bitcoin
You're not 100 million other people.
Well, everybody has to start somewhere, right? And the more companies take Bitcoin, the more likely consumers are going to be interested and ask the question, well, what is Bitcoin? Maybe they've heard about it now. Probably not, but, maybe they've heard about it now. And the more businesses start putting up logos and start announcing that they're taking Bitcoin, the more likely consumers are going to take the time to look into it. And then the consumer might realize, at Overstock.com, for instance, that they can get a discount for paying with Bitcoin. And maybe for them, that discount is worth not having the fact that they can charge back.
That's the trick. Bitcoin needs to, because it is a deflationary currency, retailers who are already adopting it. Libertarian bankers write that adoption from retailers is, from sellers is happening. Adoption from buyers isn't happening as quickly. So he's absolutely pointing out a problem, and I think he's correct on that. I don't know if his solution is right or not. I think that
think of an insurance company. I mean, it could be as simple as that. You just buy an insurance policy that insures your transactions, and then they resolve the dispute. They either give you your money back, or they, prosecute the other person or whatever. So
I think it's a fine idea.
Sounds like a hassle to me. I don't want to have to buy insurance on my cash.
Well, you'll lose your Bitcoin then, Ian.
No, I won't. How am I going to lose my Bitcoin?
If somebody scams you out of it, you won't have somebody to...
Well, buyer beware. Again, I'll take responsibility for my own actions. I've never once had to use a chargeback process on anything out there, and I don't imagine the average person does either. I mean, it happens often enough to where people are scamming the businesses. I would bet that more people use chargebacks to scam the merchants than merchants are scamming customers.
That's true.
You are a merchant and you start scamming people, then the Visa and MasterCard are going to shut down your account. So thanks for the call tonight, banker. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you've got some Bitcoin, you want to send some. Maybe you're freaked out about Bitcoin and you want to get rid of them all. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. We'll take them off your hands for you. Send them on into
They will be no problem to you any longer.
The tip jar. And then you can relieve yourself with all the cash that you want. And we're not going to give you cash for your Bitcoin. We'll just take them from you. bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But you have to send them to us. Be nice. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the site, and if you like Free Talk Live and what we're doing here, you can help support the show by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter the Amazon links that you'll find there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. It is that simple, and so go and get your shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, let's go to Jerry listening in Raleigh, North Carolina to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Jerry.
Hi.
Hey,
you were
welcome.
Saying that network marketing has a scammy feel to it?
Some of it does, yeah. I wouldn't say all of it's a scam, but some of them are more questionable operations than others.
Absolutely the truth. There have been over 6,000 of those sorts of companies that have come and gone since the 1930s when the industry was founded. And
well, you could probably say the same thing about restaurants. I mean, just because you probably say even more restaurants have probably failed than a few thousand.
But as a percentage, I would say that you're probably talking about an industry where, you know, there's more prosecutions. There's
that's probably true.
More people who are left feeling really ripped off.
Mm-hmm. And if you do your homework, you'll be able to find your way into, if you want to do it, into a quality program. My wife and I have been involved in the Amway opportunity for the last 2 decades, and I can tell you some of the parameters to look for if somebody's interested in knowing them. But it basically comes down to this. If you're paying a lot up front, don't do that. go somewhere else. If somebody's making you promises about something, go somewhere else because you can't promise the future. Mm-hmm. And, you know, guarantees or what have you. Then nobody can guarantee the future. And if it looks to you like there's not a retail customer base as well as a wholesale customer base, go
it's
somewhere
really
else.
Important.
It's an illegal operation. And it will be.
When you say that, what do you mean? Can you elaborate a little bit when there's not a retail customer base versus a wholesale?
Just as an example, with the Amway opportunity, I'm a wholesale consumer as well as a distributor. Okay? And when I sponsor, let's say I sponsor you, you become a wholesale consumer as well as a new distributor. And my obligation to you is to help you learn how to work this business properly. One of the things we must do in order to maintain our legitimacy as a business is have a certain amount of customer volume that's retail-based. What that means is that I offer both the opportunity and sample products to people. They decide, no, I don't want the opportunity. Boy, these products are awesome. How much do they retail for? And I just simply smile and say, you know, this is what I can do for you. I'm in my own business, so I can be flexible on what I charge, but there's a retail base, there's tax collection to be done, and pay that to the sales tax to the right people. Amway helps a lot with that. They have a big program to help with that. And if you do not have that retail base, a certain percentage of your business being a retail-based business, you're not in business. You're in a wholesale buying club or some other kind of some actual scam that's going to rip people off. It's illegal. Get out of there.
Interesting.
And, by the way, the biggest scam out there by the standards that are applied against this industry, guess what it is? Social Security. It's a Ponzi scheme that ought to be illegal but isn't.
Well, yeah, if anyone else did what Social Security does, it would be illegal and you'd go to prison for a long time.
Bernie Madoff went to jail for that.
Jerry, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Thanks for your call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So there's somebody who works in the network marketing business saying, you know, hey, beware.
Yeah, what he's saying is extraordinarily important. What you have to ask yourself before you get into any business is this a viable business? So you sit down, and in the case of Amway, I don't know what the pricing's like, but certainly having the things that you use in life delivered to your door is going to really work for some people,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, you know, awesome, I don't have to shop anymore. Whereas some people want to go shopping because they want to see the other things that there are at the store or whatever. That's what they want to do. It's not that big of a deal. But some percentage of the population is going to want to do that. I don't know what the costs are involved as far as the shipping and things like that. I have no clue. But you have to look at it and see if it's a viable solution. You know, in the case of the one that you did, you know, you have to ask yourself, are magnetic mattresses going to be a seller? And, you know, I mean, with the right...
They had a bunch of other products, too, just so you know. They have consumables and things like that.
But for the right person, you know, the right person that can sell it, it might be the right product. Like, this is a deal, because I truly believe magnets create better health. But if you don't believe that magnets create better health, you're going to be a poor salesman for that, or salesperson for that. So, you know, that's kind of the issue when you go into these things. One that somebody presented to me was selling sort of nutritional supplements and things like that. And I was looking at the pricing on that, and I'm like, there's no way I would do this. I can get better prices like this by going to the store a lot better. So I didn't want to do it.
That's a good chunk of the network industry.
Because they have to support the overhead. They have to support that upline, I think is what they call it.
That's right. Each distributor that is above you in the upline gets a chunk of each sale that their downline distributors make. And so that's what a lot of the pricing is. Now, of course, they'll have all kinds of claims about why their pills are the best pills, you know, like, oh, those pills you get in Walmart are cheap and they don't work well or something like that. And who knows what the truth is.
I don't know what the truth on that is, but I'm skeptical of that particular claim.
Yeah.
Because if the product was so great, why isn't it in the store? There are lots of great products in the store. Why do they, you know, why do they keep it that way? Of course, the obverse to that, I guess, is Avon. Now, Avon
makeup company.
Yeah, they used to sell network marketing.
So did Tupperware.
Yeah, but then they went retail, and that essentially undercuts all the people that were doing that business.
That's true.
Some people still manage to do it, but it can be very difficult to run.
Do they still have a network inside of their business?
I think so. Yes.
One of my ex-girlfriends was involved in, I think it was, what's it called, the Body Shop. This is a store in the mall, basically, that sold candles and, like, scented things for girls. And then they had a store in the mall, and they also have a network marketing business as well, and they managed to make them both work, I guess.
I guess so.
I didn't know the Body Shop even had, like, a marketing business.
Yep, exactly.
I only knew about the mall, you know, the mall locations or whatnot.
Right, that was why.
I've seen them everywhere, I mean.
Well, that's, I think, probably one of the reasons why their network side works well, too, because it is a recognizable brand, and so it might make it a little bit easier to pitch that product in a network marketing format. Libertarian Wanker is calling from the Keene Activist Center. You're on Free Talk Live.
Johnson, the reason why you never hear anybody laugh out loud like you so often, the reason why nobody ever laughs.
Give us a good laugh.
Along
Come
with
on.
You,
Come on, give us a good laugh.
Funny.
I want to hear you laugh.
That's funnier than anything you ever said, by the way. You're not a funny guy.
It's funny. It's a laugh.
You wouldn't interrupt anybody else.
Why aren't you laughing?
Him,
you're
you,
right. John? I wouldn't because I would have respect for other people.
Johnson, settle down.
Johnson,
so, folks, so folks know here, this is James from Arizona, and he's playing a little joke. Go ahead, James.
You're not funny. But you can tell the truth for once in your pathetic life, Minister Edge, and admit with me, Johnson Rice is not funny at all.
All right, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, by the way, I called in to disagree, but I know that my time is limited because
it
you
is.
Guys don't. You
so
like
is
posting.
Ours.
Hey,
we'll be
Edge,
on until
you like posting? You like posting nasty things about me online. And speaking of Facebook page.
Pictures.
It goes
you mean your own quotes?
Year. And speaking of Facebook pages, Mark Edge. Scott Freakin is fascinating. I see no hate on that site at all. I do see a lot of haters. Johnson Weiss?
No. Thanks for the call. 855 450 free. Mark, you were trying to say who that was, but he was kind of yammering over top of you.
Yeah, that's James in Arizona. And, yeah, you know, he wanted to get on the air and yik yak, so that's fine.
Well,
I don't think he called under his own name.
Yeah, I don't think Johnson should have interrupted him so quickly. You should let him get a chance to get his blather out.
Okay, so the reason you don't interrupt him is because there's people coming on to the show constantly
who don't understand
that this guy is a raging lunatic a-hole that threatens people's lives, right?
Right. The post he's referring to, Mark, about you posting on the internet are quotes from him that he sends to us via our Skype. He will likely be sending some here in a few moments.
He'll be prattling on about our deaths.
And, well, mostly you. He really, really likes to talk about you dying.
Well, that's because I have reacted to it, right? Like, so he wants to do that. And what he doesn't understand is I am going to call the police on him as soon as he steps just over my line, which, you know.
What would that be?
I'm not sure exactly. I don't need to have a line. He's gone over the line of what is legal already.
So you'll see him coming from a long distance away with those ears of his.
Has he gone over the line
it's
of
cruel.
What's legal?
I have big ears.
Because, I mean, he hasn't actually threatened you, right? Like, he sort of dances around it and suggests that he wants to see you die or that he will celebrate your death or whatever, but that he hasn't actually said that he was going to do that.
Yep, there's one quote that I have on there. You can go read them. Certainly sounds like that's what he's saying.
Where do you go to read those?
It's things James Witt says on Facebook.
You better be careful, Mark. He's going to fly in from above and snatch you up and fly off with you.
Okay.
Like a pterodactyl.
There's more on the way.
Your joke.
You
that's
can
nice.
Share your thoughts. 855-450 free. Have you been in network marketing? How'd that go for you?
This facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy. With Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been
been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.